This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi as part of the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam initiative on World Environment Day today. The drive forms a crucial component for the ambitious Aravali Green Wall project aimed at reforesting the 700-kilometer-long Aravali Range. Mr. Modi will plant a banyan sapling to symbolize India's commitment to environmental conservation and afforestation efforts. The Aravali Green Wall project targets a 5-kilometer buffer zone around the Aravali Hills across 29 districts in Delhi, Rajasthan, Haryana and Gujarat. In a parallel move to promote sustainable urban mobility, Prime Minister will also flag off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's Clean Transport Initiative. Two more wetlands from India have been added to the list of Ramsar sites, taking the number of such sites in the country to 91. The latest to join the list of Ramsar sites in India are Khitan in Phalodi and Menar in Udaipur, both in Rajasthan. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has praised India's continued progress in environmental conservation. In response to the social media post by Mr. Yadav, Mr. Modi said that India's strides in environmental conservation are happening with great vigor and are powered by public participation. The aim of the Ramsar list is to develop and maintain an international network of wetlands which are important for the conservation of global biological diversity and for sustaining human life. The Ramsar Convention is an international treaty for the conservation and wise use of wetlands. It is named after the Iranian city of Ramsar on the Caspian Sea, where the treaty was signed on February 2, 1971. India ratified the convention on February 1, 1982. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of Union Council of Ministers in New Delhi yesterday. It was the first such meeting after the Pahalgam terror attack and retaliatory actions conducted by the country against Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari, J.P. Nadda, Chirag Paswan and C.R. Patil were present. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin from the 21st of next month. This came in the backdrop of opposition parties' demand to convene a special session of Parliament to discuss Operation Sindoor. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on the 12th of August. This will be the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India following the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack. In Karnataka, at least 11 persons were killed and 33 others injured following a stampede near Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru during the celebrations marking the first ever IPL victory of Royal Challengers Bengaluru yesterday. The stampede took place when thousands of fans attempted to enter the stadium in a hurry from various gates. The injured were shifted to a nearby hospital. The President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the kin to the next of kin of each deceased. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways will soon start using e-Aadhaar authentication to book Tatkal tickets. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said this will help genuine users get confirmed tickets during need. In Sikkim, all efforts are being made to restore road communications at landslide-hit Lachen area in Mangan district. The landslide was triggered by heavy rainfall in the area. Our correspondent reports that around 110 stranded tourists at Lachen have reached Chatain. Today, they are likely to be airlifted to Pakyong. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang chaired a high-level emergency meeting in Gangtok yesterday to assess the situation and assured all support to overcome this challenge. In French Open tennis, the semi-final lineups for the men's singles competition have been confirmed in Paris after 6-seed Novak Djokovic beat 3rd-seed Alexander Zverev of Germany in the quarterfinal. Earlier, world number 1 Jannik Sinner advanced to the semi-final, beating Alexander Bublik of Kazakhstan in the quarterfinal last night. In women's singles, the semi-final lineups have also been confirmed after world number 2 Coco Gauff and unseeded Loïs Bossuin booked their places in the last four. And that is the end of this news bulletin.